गुड मॉर्निंग, दिस इज आकाशवाणी कोहिमा, द मॉर्निंग न्यूज रेड बाय नॉबिन प्रधान। एमएलए अचुंबे मोकिकॉन हैज फ्लैग्ड कंसर्न्स ओवर द प्रपोज्ड वन नेशन वन इलेक्शन ओनो, सेइंग इट वुड डिफीट द फेडरल स्ट्रक्चर लेड डाउन बाय द इंडियन कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन। ही स्ट्रेस्ड दैट अ वन साइज फिट्स ऑल अप्रोच वुड हार्म द डेमोक्रेटिक फीचर्स ऑफ द कंट्री। In a statement on the final day in assembly yesterday, the MLA emphasized that simultaneous elections of Lok Sabha and State Assembly would marginalize relevance of regional parties and concerns, as central campaigns may sideline issues specific to Nagaland.
One nation, one election proposal undermines the federal balance enshrined in the constitution by imposing centralized electoral framework. Synchronizing elections would erode the autonomy of states like Nagaland to address local issues through region-specific mandate. Regional parties play a critical role in amplifying tribal and local concerns. Onoi risk overshadowing regional agenda with national narratives, favoring financial dominance by the national parties.
Mr. Kikon also critiqued the notion that ONO would reduce election expenditures. While cost-cutting measures are necessary, he argued that these should not come at the expense of federalism and called for stronger regulatory mechanisms to manage election spending. Highlighting the country's large population and complex electoral system, the MLA said while ONO might be feasible in the future, it remains an unrealistic solution for India for now. Nagaland Legislative Assembly NLA Speaker Sharingan Longkumar has praised the 2025 state budget, calling it one of the most holistic ever presented. He emphasized that the budget signifies a resurgent Nagaland and will drive significant transformation despite ongoing challenges. The NLA Speaker made this remark during the concluding session of the Assembly yesterday. Mr. Longkumar expressed gratitude to the Chief Minister, the Deputy Chief Ministers, Council of Ministers and members for coming up with such a far-sighted budget. He expressed belief that it reflects the government's commitment to the people. He also acknowledged the ongoing positive transformation under the leadership of Chief Minister Nipirio, highlighting the steady progress the state is making. The speaker said the future would remember this period of transformation, underscoring the lasting impact of the 2025 budget on Nagaland's growth.
I strongly feel that the budget presented is one of the most holistic budgets presented to this August House. It signifies a resurgent Nagaland and a transformed Nagaland in the coming days in all the challenges. From this privileged chair bestowed upon me, trust by this August House, I can witness silent yet very significant transition that our state is undergoing under a stable government led by the Honourable Leader of the House, Honourable Chief Minister, and the Senior Council of Ministers and Advisors. The future will remember this moment and period of transformation.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has said that India is witnessing a new era where women are assuming leadership roles at every level, from grassroots democracy to the highest positions of power. Speaking at an event in Parliament House on the occasion of International Women's Day, Mr. Birla emphasized that as the nation celebrates 75 years of the Indian Constitution, it is essential to recognize the immense contributions of the 15 women members of the Constituent Assembly. He highlighted that the vision and dedication helped shape India's democratic framework, laying the foundation for gender equality, inclusive governance and women's empowerment. Mr. Birla said their contributions continue to inspire the nation and serve as a guiding force for future generations. A two-week handloom exhibition organized by the Nagaland Handloom and Handicrafts Development Corporation is underway in Dimapur. The exhibition aims to enhance marketing channels for both domestic and export markets and connect the two in a comprehensive and integrated manner. A total of 60 participants, including from Assam and various districts of Nagaland, are showcasing a range of handloom, khadi and handcraft products. And for some sports news, the Asian Football Confederation Women's Football Day 2025 was held at IG Stadium, Kohima yesterday. The event was organized by the Kohima District Football Association, KDFA, under the auspices of the Nagaland Football Association, NFA. Gracing the event as special guest, President of Angami Women Association, Nithonio R. Sothu, lauded KDFA for encouraging women footballers and providing opportunities for female players, urging them to aim for international recognition. AIFF Executive Member and NFA President K. Nibu Sekhose shared that Nagaland has been requested to host the first Women's League later this year by the All India Football Federation. They even featured a football match between IG Girls Sports Academy and Kohima FC Girls, which was won by Kohima FC Girls. And that's all the news we have for you this morning. Stay tuned in as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.